This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Happy belated birthday. Daryl's birthday was yesterday.
Hopefully,
at least if the Browns lost, he had some birthday sex, but that's none of my business. Hello, Daryl.
Good morning, guys. How about the Cavaliers?
Yeah, well.
We'll get to that. I promise. We'll end on a high note, but we'll start out on a low note.
We'll end on a high note.
So,
okay.
Taysom Hill, all week you were there, Daryl. You were in Berea, coming off the bye. For 2 weeks, it seemed like the Browns coaches were focused on Taysom Hill. What happened yesterday?
They were? It sure didn't look like they were focused on Taysom Hill.
I heard somebody call the show over the weekend yesterday after the game and wonder how we couldn't catch up to the 34-year-old white guy. What is going on there?
I actually agree. I want to agree with the caller.
Is that one of the best games of Taysom Hill's career all around? Is that the best game?
I mean, that might get him to Canton, Ohio, if he keeps playing the Browns. I mean,
there's a lot of 34-year-old white guys in Canton, Ohio.
Yeah, I just that was a another stupefying loss by the Browns. So congratulations to them. Another outstanding effort from Kevin Stefanski's bunch, which I'm sure will keep his job safe and sound. Andrew Berry's overpaid football team, which I'm sure will help him keep his job. Nothing like setting $300 million of Jimmy Haslam's money on fire to, you know, enhance your job security. And then throw another, you know, almost quarter of a billion on top of that.
Do you think anybody's really secure, though, Daryl?
No. No, I think everyone's getting fired at this point.
Woo! Whoa! Daryl!
You can't bring this back. No, I mean, no, you can't.
Well, they're quiet quitting. And you want to hear my answer to it? I know you weren't listening earlier, so I'm going to say it. You ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
Mike Vrabel's already wearing a headset. If things get out of hand on Thursday, I say, you know, and I think they probably will get out of hand on Thursday. Why wait? I know there's things you have to go through, steps you have to go through, but
yeah,
it's like
you got to do the Rooney Rule thing.
But I'm sitting here thinking, Tone, or I was saying it to Tone, and Daryl, I'll say it to you. You go back to Mike Pettine, and Kyle Shanahan got out of here, and now he's one of the better coaches in the NFL.
Yep.
And I need a guy, if we're going to build this thing, I'm like, I need a guy I can trust. I need a guy that young people can look towards for leadership. I'm going to need Mike Vrabel. You already have him there. He already knows what pieces to keep, probably what pieces he would let go. You might as well give him autonomy and move forward.
Yeah. I think that the main issue there is the autonomy part, because that's just not how the Haslams run the Cleveland Browns. They run a collaborative management style, if you will. They like running things through the committee of leadership or whatever it is that, you know, you want to call it. It hasn't exactly produced a lot of great results. But I agree with you. I mean, this team does not look like it's playing hard for Kevin Stefanski. It does not look like half these guys want to be there at times, especially on the defensive side of the ball. The Juan Thornhill jogging down the field on the touchdown was a joke. He was a guy that Andrew Berry brought in here to be a key cog in the machine here. Good guy, but I think it's, when you look at this roster and how awful it has underperformed and how well these guys are paid, the fact that not only that they're 2-8, but you're in a 14-14 game against a not very good Saints team. I know the Saints look like world beaters yesterday. I get that. But the Saints really are not that great of a football team. They're 3-7. Now they're 4-7.
They fired their coach 2 weeks ago.
Right. They fired their head coach, and they've won two straight. There's no answers. We're at that point. It is what it is. I told you weeks ago this is what was going to happen to this football team. I know people didn't want to hear it, and I was accused of just being a hater and negative for being negative or whatever, but this whole season was foreseeable during training camp. The warning signs were there, and unfortunately, I was right. But I think it's beyond repair. I don't think it's fixable. No matter how many Kevin Stefanski today is going to say, well, we just have to fix a couple of things and blah blah blah, right? I mean, he's been saying that for 10 weeks now. Nothing's getting fixed. There is no improvement. That it is clear that they're more than just a quarterback away now. I mean, Jameis Winston, you guys had the clip from your listener there. Very good point. Throws for nearly 400 yards, no interceptions, two touchdowns, and they still lost by 21. Right, so that's more than just they have a quarterback problem. And yes, don't get me wrong, they have a quarterback problem still, but this thing runs deeper than just a quarterback problem.
Daryl Ryder, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Was I one of the people who called you a hater?
I think there were a few occasions.
All right, I'm sorry.
That you were less than pleased with what I was saying.
All right, I'm sorry. I'll apologize to you if I called you a hater. I don't know if I did or not. So if I did...
You didn't actually call me a hater, but there were some mornings you were really annoyed with me.
Yeah, I mean, I like Kevin, and it's... I just know where the season's going. And
yeah, we know how this movie ends,
yeah,
right?
I mean, they're walking around. So if they're going to sit there, if they're going to walk around, then I'm just thinking... Daryl, it's... We know where this goes, and he sounds like this in the post game. I don't think I think he knows there are no answers. I think this team is looking 2-15, dead in the face.
Oh yeah,
I think Thursday is going to be an embarrassment. Because I think that it's the weather. What's it supposed to be? 41 degrees on Thursday.
The forecast is not great
with rain and wind.
It's gonna be gross.
I'm willing to bet there's gonna be a lot of people.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
people selling their tickets. There's going to be a lot of Steelers fans willing to bundle up and come on up.
Terrible towel takeover on the lakefront.
It's going to be angry. I'm going to be angered. I'm not making this decision out of anger, though. I'm just thinking, boy, where are we going from here? We're in teardown mode. We're in rebuild mode. Whatever you want, reload mode. Whatever you want to try to call it. And I just don't think they survive it. I like some of these people, but I don't think they survive it. I mean, and by the way, the changes that you made with your coaching staff, do they not look like they've backfired?
Oh, big time.
Offensive line isn't very good. The special teams suck out loud. I don't know what type of offense they try to run. I don't think they know what type of offense they try to run.
I don't think some of the players know the offense they're running, if I'm being perfectly honest about it.
Yeah.
And that's a problem, too. So, I'm looking at the schedule right now, Ken. I don't know how they've not been flexed out of that Monday night game, December 4th at Denver. I don't know how they've not already been flexed out of the Prime Video game on December 19th. Or the Sunday night football game, December 29th. Like, if I were the league, I would have already announced that I've made those changes. I don't know why you would want to put the Cleveland Browns on a national TV audience and do that to folks. They can't do anything about the Steeler game. That's the final week before the flexing really begins. But, I think that Thursday night's going to be ugly. Denver is a little better than I thought that they were going to be. You got to deal with Pittsburgh again. Then the Chiefs are going to pound you. The Bengals, maybe that's winnable. Maybe the Dolphins is winnable. And then the Ravens are, maybe the Ravens will be winnable because they don't care at that point. They will have everything sewn up. But yeah, I mean, you're staring down the barrel of 2-15 here. There's no question about it. There's not one game remaining on the schedule where I'm like, yeah, Brown's going to win that game. Nope. I thought yesterday was winnable, even though I did pick the Saints to win, but I thought it was a very winnable game for the Browns. And again, if you would have told me going into the thing, hey, Jameis Winston's going to throw for almost 400 yards, a couple touchdowns, not going to turn it over, I would really, Brown's going to win by 14. They can't score. I looked this stat up yesterday because I was so befuddled. The fact that 9 of 10 games, they have failed to score 20 points. The 99 expansion Browns scored at least 20 points four times in a game. The 2016 1-15 Browns did it seven times. The 2017 winless 0-16, the most incompetent team of all time, did it four times. These guys have done it once. This is pathetic. Fire people. Yesterday, start firing people. Ken Dorsey, get him the hell out of here. The expansion Browns could score 20 points. The $300 million Cleveland Browns can't score 20. Fire people! No! I'm kidding.
Daryl, my sort God. If anybody's walking their dog outside your house, Lord Almighty, Daryl.
Am I wrong?
Well, Daryl, the one thing that some people were worried about when I said, hey, mission accomplished, meaning, hey, you lost a game and you're going to get a high traffic and all that stuff. People said, what about the culture? There is one thing I am worried about with this team. And we saw a bunch of people quit yesterday on that defense. And
maybe they need to go back to the Greenbrier again. I don't know.
I think that's probably over.
They can't blame it all on the Greenbrier, can we?
That worked so well for a second straight year.
I think the dance has been retired.
They should do the Greenbrier waltz after a regular breakup on a second down, and then they need to do it after they give up a touchdown. Who did that yesterday? Was that Grant?
There you go. That's what the defense needs to be dancing.
Was that Grant Delpit who did that? Which one was it who broke up the pass?
I think it was,
and then 40 yards later, they gave up a touchdown.
So the one thing I am worried about, if we're talking about culture, I always think that's so overrated and can change, you know, really quickly with a new head coach or a new quarterback.
Yeah.
But Myles Garrett, I know he was a little banged up yesterday. You really did not. The only time you heard his name is when they were singling him out for not saying his name. yesterday, and you could tell there was some loafing going on. And if you lose that guy, and you lose the investment from that guy, yeah, the rest of the year we know is doomed. But what does that mean for his future in Cleveland?
Well,
I mean, does he want to be here for what this looks like it could be next year?
Yeah, I mean, I can't speak for Miles on that. I mean, obviously, he's really invested locally with a lot of the things he does off the field. And, of course, he's you know, has a minority ownership share of the Cavaliers. I don't know that it's a want-to-be-here-in-Cleveland thing. It might be, does he want to keep playing for Kevin Stefanski thing? You know, or Joe Woods, or I'm sorry, Jim Schwartz. You know, Joe Woods made him look pretty ridiculous yesterday. Oh, by the way, I probably should include that in my run. You lost to Joe Woods yesterday. You can only score 14 points against Joe Woods' defense. And that's a guy you fired. It's not good right now. And it's only going to get worse.
You like the Cavs?
I love the Cavs. How can you not love this group?
Well, I'll just ask you a question to get you off the Browns.
They got a dancing frog?
They do.
I mean, how can you not love those guys?
Do.
They're fantastic.
Okay. Daryl, we thank you very much for the time.
Bye, Ken. Bye.
Goodbye. Daryl Ryder, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store.
All-time appearance from Daryl Ryder just now.
That was an all-timer.
I am getting tweets, social media. We got to get... Coming out of the break, we got to play that. That was sensational. I've never heard him like that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric I4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW. The ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.